Battle for the Body, Chapter 17, Continued. How Demons Gain Control. Demons gain control in several ways. 1. Through generations. Demons may oppress or possess a person because of previous possession or oppression of the parents. This accounts for demonic influence over children. See Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, chapter 34, verse 7, and Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 9. 2. Through the mind. The mind is one of the major battlefields of Satan. If Satan controls your thoughts, he will eventually control your actions. Lack of mental control eventually results in lack of use of the will. This leads to sinful actions. Continuing in sinful thoughts and actions can lead from oppression to possession and finally to a reprobate mind, such as is described in Romans 1, a mind totally controlled by evil thoughts. Demons also gain access through mind-altering drugs, which reduce the ability to resist demons and grant increasing access. Brainwashing and mind-controlled teaching also provide entrance points. 3. Through sinful actions. Sinful thoughts are soon fulfilled by sinful actions. For example, the thought of adultery is fulfilled in the actual act of adultery. Sin is rebellion, and rebellious thoughts and actions provides an entry point for demonic activity. When a believer continues in sinful thoughts or actions, they give place to the devil. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. More spiritual room is given for the operation of the enemy. Sins of involvement with the occult, including objects, literature, seances, etc., are actions which are especially dangerous and attract demonic powers. An unbeliever who lives in sin is open not only to oppression of demonic powers, but also possession. There is no neutral ground in spiritual warfare. You are either on the side of good or evil. You belong either to God or Satan. If you belong to Satan and have not experienced the new birth in Jesus Christ, then you are his to use, oppress, or possess as he wills. 4. Through desire. Some people ask Satan for demonic power to enable them to perform supernatural acts. 5. Through an empty house. Demons consider the body of the person they inhabit as their own house. Matthew chapter 12, verse 44. When a person who is delivered from demonic powers does not fill his house with the new birth experience and the infilling of the Holy Spirit, re-entry may occur. 6. Through permission. Sometimes God grants permission for demonic powers to accomplish special purposes. This can be evidenced by a trial, as in the case of Job, or judgment for sin, as in the example of King Saul. Who is to deal with demonic powers? Dealing with demons is not something to be left to professional ministers. Jesus said all believers have the ability to overcome demonic powers. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Jesus has given his followers the ability to deal with demonic powers. He first delegated such power to the disciples. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. Mark chapter 6, verse 7. He delegated the same power to all believers. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. There is no biblical basis for believing God intended this important ministry to be restricted to a particular group of people. A layman named Philip was used by God to cast out evil spirits in Samaria. See Acts chapter 8. But this does not mean believers should rush into encounters with demonic powers without proper preparation, as the sons of Sceva discovered. See Acts chapter 19. It is also important that believers do not become overly demon conscious. We are not called to major in demons. There is no spiritual gift of casting out demons. But you are not to fear demonic powers. When confronted with those affected by demons, you should have the power to bring deliverance from God. Detecting demonic presence. To overcome demonic powers, it is important to be able to recognize their presence and tactics. The Holy Spirit has provided a special spiritual gift for this purpose. This gift is called discerning of spirits. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. To discern means to discover, evaluate, and make a distinction between. The gift of discerning of spirits enables a believer to discern the spirits operating in others. It permits him to discover, evaluate, and identify evil spirits. The gift of discerning of spirits is quite important when dealing with demonic powers. It enables you to immediately discern whether or not a person has an evil spirit operating through or against him. It prevents deception by seducing or lying spirits. One with this gift can recognize evil tactics and motives of demonic powers. For example, some deafness and dumbness, according to the biblical record, is caused by a spirit. Other deafness and dumbness might be the result of an accident or illness. Discernment enables you to determine the cause behind the condition. Not all believers have this special gift. If a believer does not have this gift, there are signs of demonic presence which can be observed. When the Syrophoenician woman came to Jesus with an appeal that he cast out an unclean spirit from her daughter, she said, "My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." Matthew chapter 15, verse 22. How did she know this? She knew it by the symptoms. Detection is simply observing what demonic spirits do to a person. Here are some symptoms of demonic activity. Demonic obsession is recognized by an uncontrollable and unusual preoccupation with demons, Satan, and the occult. Such a person may dabble in occult practices, constantly credit everything to Satan or demons, or be preoccupied with the study of demons and Satan. Demonic oppression can be recognized by the following signs. 1. A physical binding. The daughter of Abraham, who Jesus relieved of a spirit of infirmity, was bound physically. See Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Chronic sickness may be demonic oppression. All illness is not caused by demonic powers. Some illness is caused by a violation of natural laws, such as not eating properly or drinking bad water. Some illness is also chastisement. One king in the Bible who did not give glory to God was stricken with intestinal worms and died. 2. A mental oppression. Disturbances in the mind or thought life, such as mental torment, confusion, doubt, loss of memory, etc. Restlessness, inability to reason or listen to others, abnormal talkativeness, or reserve may be exhibited. All mental problems are not caused by Satan. Discouragement, depression, and disorientation can be caused by